I got in on the tail end of that conversation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, gracious, it's going to be a great day. Are y'all enjoying the weather?
I am. I get to pull out all new clothes.
Good. What are you
new,
doing?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you said. I was talking over you. What did you say?
I said I get to pull out different clothes, not new clothes, but different clothes.
I was fixing to say, you got a bunch of new clothes.
Oh, no.
I caught that one.
They're new this season.
Oh, good. It's been a while since you've worn them.
Right.
And it's Cameron, which they were my closets.
Yeah. Yes, I can find things now in my closet.
It's like going shopping all over again when you switch over your closets to winter.
Yeah, because I have no winter clothes hardly. They took up a lot of room, though.
They did. Anyway. They did take up a lot of room.
They did what?
They take up a lot of room.
Yeah, they do. They do.
I went and took out everything that I can't wear that doesn't fit right now and took it completely out because it was, like, driving me crazy going through the same clothes I can't wear.
Oh. Exactly.
But my daughter didn't just put them somewhere else. She took them to the thrift store.
Oh.
But that's okay. Somebody else will be warm this winter.
Well, my sad thing is I had all these new clothes, and then right after I got them, put on weight. So they're still brand new clothes.
Oh, see, good things happen if you just focus.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get going this morning. Is everybody here? Brenda, I know you're here. Denise, are you here? Rachel?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay, good. I figured you were. Rachel? Melissa? Nancy? Oh, somebody's here. Who's here?
Good morning. It's Rachel.
Good morning, Rachel. Okay.
Good morning.
Well, Katie, are you ready to start?
Let's go.
Okay, very good.
And it's 7:05 by Brenda's clock in her car.
Oh, hey, that's one way to get there early. That's good. Hey, did y'all... anyway, I don't know what I'm thinking about. But don't you love the law of pain?
Yes.
Didn't you just feel good about yourself when you got through with it?
Yes.
And after you read it and read it and read it, you're almost saying the words with them, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, again, Katie, I want to thank you for the disc. I mean, they're great, and they're great to read along with. Okay. One of the things I want to point out to y'all is to make sure that when you are reading your chapter for the week coming up that we're, like today, the pain, you need to be using the applying the law of pain during the week while you're still reading it, because after you go back there and start trying to apply it and then you read it again because you're reading it every day, you get so much more out of what you heard, or get to catch the things that you skipped or you missed, didn't catch. So that's every chapter. So let's just make sure that we're staying on top of it instead of being behind it. Okay? Y'all think that's a good idea?
Good point.
Okay. Well, today, good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. And did you think it was going to be any benefits to having pain?
No way.
But isn't it great to know what the benefits are? Each time we encounter a painful experience, we get to know ourselves a little better. Pain can stop us in our tracks, or it can cause us to make decisions that we'd like to put off, deal with later, or rather just not face them. Pain prompts us to face what we are and where we are. What we do with that experience defines who we become. Wow, that's something, isn't it? Didn't think about that, did we? Well, y'all, the story of the 9/11 just got me. I mean, every time I heard it, it just got me. So think about it. How do you think you would handle something like that? Don't want to
probably
think about it.
Probably cave in and take a nap, like he said.
Okay. So how do we handle pain? Like Denise just said, just stay there and take a nap, or we go into a cocoon, or depending on the degree of the pain, but it's something that we need to face and handle as we go. So we can't hide from life. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. Would you agree?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So what separates people who thrive from those who merely survive? I believe it's how they face their problems. And I've read the book Failing Forward many, many times, and it's a wonderful book. Don't confuse it with this one that we're doing now, but it's something that you want to put on your shelf, and when you get through with this or get through with what you're doing in growing your personal, personal habits. But it's a great thing to go along with the pain one and how we can feel. What'd you say?
I also have it on CD if anyone is interested in it that way.
Yeah. And it's good to do, but it's not necessarily something that we're going to do, I think, in the program, okay?
Right.
Okay. So here's what I know about bad experiences. Everybody has them. No matter what they are, where they live, what they do, or what your background is, you will have to deal with bad experiences. If you think somebody has never had any problems, guess what? It's because they're dealing with it right. Life has its ups and downs everywhere we go, no matter who you are, remember? Expecting the world to treat you fairly just because you're a good person is a little like expecting the bull not to charge you because you're a vegetarian. I thought that was kind of cute. I like those quips he puts in there. And you have to have realistic expectations when it comes to pain and problems. You just can't avoid them. So everybody has them. Don't be a poor me, because you're one of a million. Number two, no one likes them. Nobody likes it when they're in the middle of a bad experience. It's usually just painful. But when they manage the experience well, then they enjoy talking about it afterwards. You know, you look back and you go, oh, my gosh, that wasn't that bad. Or how did I get through it? Okay, that was a good lesson. So it becomes a great war story for us. But you can't avoid them. Third, few people make bad experiences positive experiences. Few people make bad experiences positive. Life's difficulties do not allow us to stay the same. They move us. The question is, in which direction will we be moved, forward or backwards? Success in life comes not from holding a good hand, but playing a bad hand well. And that is a tough thing to do. Can you imagine playing cards and you've got nothing higher than a 7 or an 8? Do you want to play it or throw it in? I don't know about y'all, but cards I want to throw in. Okay. Most successful people will point out the hard times in their lives as key points of the journey of development. If you're dedicated to growth, then you must become committed to managing your bad experiences well. To let your discomfort be your catalyst, be your development growth, is the best possible outcome of any negative experience. And here are a few of the experiences. The pain of inexperience. pain of inexperience. You have to learn to be patient and earn respect and influence from others. The pain of inexperience. The pain of incompetence. Boy, that's pretty tough, isn't it? When we don't know how to do it, but we still are in it or there to it. The pain of disappointment. There's going to be disappointment. Everybody is going to have some disappointment, some bigger than others at times. But we've got to learn to accept things not happening our way, the disappointment of things. The next one is the pain of conflict. Wow, have you ever been in a conflict? If you haven't, you probably haven't been out of your house. There's always some kind of conflict going on somewhere. Mary Kay used to say, we're either fixing to have a problem, in the middle of a problem, or we just finished with the problem. Okay? The pain of change. Woo! People don't like change. People don't like change at all. They avoid it, they resist it, and everything else. But pain causes gain. It creates gain. So let's remember that when we have to change things, it's always for the better, right? Can you imagine if we were where we were? Y'all would, I don't know how old y'all are, but I know you're not as old as I am. So if you were born in the 60s, guess what? You would not put the clothes on if they hadn't changed. That's just a minor thing, okay? The pain of bad health. I know some of you have health problems, but do you harp on them, feel sorry for yourself for them, or do you do what you can to create the habit of doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you getting good exercise? I'm going to put that in for Katie, I know. But are you getting good exercise to help yourself be better in better health besides taking your medicine or whatever it is? The pain of hard decisions. Wow, have any of you ever had a hard decision? I know you have. Number one, if you ever got married, you had a hard decision, or you didn't know it was hard at the time. Okay, the pain of financial loss. You know, I made a bad decision right one time, and I invested heavily, like a lot of people have, and they went broke. And I did not sell it at all because I knew it was going to come back. Guess what? It didn't. But that's okay. I learned from it. I learned from it. And that's the key to the pain. The pain of relationship losses. Wow. We can talk about that all day. I don't think we'll go into detail on it. The pain of not being number one. That's competitive. But with competition comes the fact that you're not going to always be number one, even if you are one of the top people. Right? The pain of traveling. When you have to go out of town or something, you've got a family to take care of. What motivates you most of the time? Your family. But you have to take care of the things, the pain of traveling, and make it a good experience. The pain of responsibility. Well, we know about that, don't we? So, what have these painful experiences taught you? To let your discomfort be the catalyst for development. Growth is the best possible outcome of any negative experience. Because the majority of people are reactive, when a bad experience occurs, they usually go with the flow and make the best out of the situation, but seldom do they take the time to look for the positive nugget or learning experience that can help them grow. Whenever I encounter a bad experience, I first separate what is happening. Is it a controllable or an uncontrollable? If it's an uncontrollable, I mentally shift my focus 100% to my attitude and what I need to do to control all of my actions. By shifting my mindset It allows me to not focus on the event that was uncontrollable, because just giving it away, any thought, is a waste of your time. As far as divorces go, I had to the great experience due largely, I'm twisted on this one. I had great experience due largely to this mindset. By focusing on only what I could control and not worry about the why it happened, it allowed me to focus strictly on the what I had to do and how I needed to do it. Because of that, the experience went pretty smoothly. So, how to turn your pain into gain. Choose a positive life stance, attitude, expectation. If you can maintain a positive life stance, you can put yourself in the best position to manage bad experiences and turn them into positive growth. You can't control much of what's happening to you in your life. However, you can control your attitude, and you can choose to raise above the circumstances and refuse to allow negative experiences to undermine who you are and what you believe. And you can be resolved to find something positive to learn in the face of tragedy. Develop your mindset. Life is filled with good and bad. Some of the good and bad I can't control. That's life. If I have a positive life stance, the good and the bad will become better. If I have a negative stance, the good and the bad will become worse. Therefore, I choose a positive stance. You get what you expect. So remember, we are doing that to ourselves if we're staying in the negative stance. Second, embrace and develop your creativity. I believe that creativity begins at the end of your comfort zone. When you feel the pain of bad experiences, creativity gives you the opportunity to turn that pain into gain. The secret is doing that. The secret of doing that is to use the energy that comes from either adrenaline or anger, and use it to solve and learn lessons. When you have a bad experience, instead of letting it discourage you or make you angry, try to find a way to let it prompt your creativity. Remember, you're in control. Three, embrace the value of bad experiences. It's always easier to see something positive in a negative experience long after it happens. It's difficult to meet the negative experience in the moment with a positive mindset. However, if you can do that, you can always be able to learn something from it. Where is no struggle, there is no progress. Facing difficulty is inevitable. Learning from them is optional. Whether you learn is based on if you understand that difficulties present opportunities to learn and treat them accordingly. Excuse me. Fourth, make good changes after learning from bad experiences. Often it takes a bad experience for us to face the changes that we need to make in our lives. A bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. When bad experiences create strong feelings in us, we either face the feelings and try to change or try to escape. It's the old fight or flight instinct. You need to train yourself to fight for positive changes. The pain of self-discipline. That is so important. And we go into depth on self-discipline. The next time you find yourself in the midst of a bad experience, remind yourself that you are on the cusp of an opportunity to change and grow. Whether you do will depend on how you react to your experience and the changes that you make as a result. Allow your emotions to be a catalyst for change. Think through how to change to make sure that you're making good choices. And then take action. A big mistake most people make is compounding a bad experience or event with the poor actions or decisions about the fact. Mary Kay used to say, it's okay to make a mistake, just don't make it twice. And any experience, whether good or bad, is an opportunity to learn and grow. Your head is used more than just hanging your head on, she'd say. This told me to pay attention and learn. Number 5, take responsibility for your life. You must take responsibility for your life and choices that you make. Excuse me. And y'all remember the poem that was in the book, The Attitude of Many People, is cultivated by Anna Russell, but I want to read it to you. I went to my psychiatrist to be psychoanalyzed to find out why I killed the cat and blackened my wife's eyes. He put me on a downy couch to see what he could find. And this is what he dredged up from my subconscious mind. When I was one, my mama hid a dolly in the trunk, and so it followed naturally that I am always drunk. When I was 2, I saw my father kiss the maid one day, and that is why I suffer now. And I can't say that. Kleptomaniac, that's it. When I was 3, I suffered from ambivalence toward my brothers. So it follows naturally I poisoned all my lovers. I'm so glad that I have learned the lesson that it has taught that everything I did that's wrong is someone else's fault. We always want to put the blame on somebody else, don't we? So I thought that was quite cute. Okay. So it's nearly impossible to grow in a significant way when we don't take responsibility for ourselves and our life. That's a big key, and you know a lot of people that never take responsibility for them, for their life and what they do. We don't do that, do we? What a novel concept, isn't it? You mean your life, the life we get and experience is 100 of our responsibility. Why do so many people accept so little responsibility for how their life turns out? Do you think most people feel they have control over what happens to them so they don't accept anything that happens in their lives? No matter what you have gone through in your life or what you are currently going through, you have the opportunity to grow from it. It's something very difficult to see the opportunity in the midst of the pain, but it is there. You must be willing to not only look for it, but to pursue it. Now, we're going to go through our what? Applications. Because these are the things that we should have been working on this past week while we're reading the book, right? But we didn't do it, so we're going to play catch up. We're going to do this, the law of pain, this week, first part of the week, and then catch up with as we're reading the next chapter and do the apply of the laws of that chapter, which is the law of the ladder. That ought to be really good. Okay? So, number one, assess your attitude towards negative experiences up to this point in your life. Based on your personal history, which of the following statements best describes how you have approached failure, tragedies, problems, and challenges that have caused you pain? I do anything and everything possible to avoid pain at all costs. I know pain is inevitable, but I try to ignore it or block it out. I know everyone experiences pain, so I can endure it when it comes. I don't like pain, but I try to remain positive despite it. I process the emotions of painful experience quickly and try to find a lesson in them. I process pain, find the lesson, and make changes proactively as a result. That's a great approach to it, right? That's how you challenge your pain. So your goal should be to process from wherever you are currently on the above scale to the place where you make positive changes in the wake of bad experiences. Number two, in the past, have you used bad experiences as a springboard for you using your creativity? If not, use the current difficulty to make you learn how to become more creative by doing the following. Define the problem. Define it. Understand your emotions. Articulate the lesson. Identify a desired change. Brainstorm numerous pathways. Receive others' input. And implement a course of action. Those are very important. And the number seventh one, implement the course of action, is one of the most important ones, because a lot of us do some of these things, right? We tell people what the, articulate the lesson, and we identify it, and we brainstorm about it, but we don't take action. So I'd put a big poster up in front of my computer or in the mirror in the bathroom that said, take action. And that covers a lot, doesn't it? Take action. That might mean get on the phone and get some bookings or service your customer or do something for yourself, though. This is take action in what you are doing to avoid the bad experience. Remember, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. If you want to arrive at a new destination, you need to take a new path. I remember when I learned that in Mary Kay, and that was one of my things that went over my mind, in my mind, over and over and over and over. And I use that in my recruiting. If they're not happy with their job, or if they're not happy with what they're making, or if they're not happy with how much money they have to live, or if they're not happy with anything, then they have got to make changes. And that's one of the hardest things for people to do. So if you always do what you've always done, what are you going to get? What you got? You're not going to go anywhere. Nothing's going to change. So you've got to make the changes for the new destination. You need to take a new path. Number three, no insight, no matter how profound, has value to you unless it is attached to change that you will make based on what you've learned. Personal development requires a bias towards action. Spend some time recalling the last five bad experiences that you've had in your life. Write down each experience, along with what, if anything, you learned from it. Then evaluate whether you decided to make changes based on what you learned, and rate yourself on how well you did at implementing those changes in your life. Once you've assessed each bad experience, give yourself a grade from A to F on how well you manage those experiences. If you haven't been an A or a B student, you need to use the steps listed below to become better at a process. Now, we just talked about the steps, right? So that's what they're talking about. Okay. Now, how did this chapter, what did you get out of it, or how did it benefit you this week? We're going to go down the list, right? Let's start off with, I wrote the names down. Hold on a minute. We'll start with Rachel, okay? Rachel? Everybody unmute because we're going to talk now.
Okay.
How did this chapter benefit you?
Okay, so my biggest thing I learned?
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, my friend. I would say the biggest thing I learned is embracing it, taking a positive stance and just mm-hmm. learning to embrace and develop creativity with it and realizing that we really do grow through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was probably my biggest thing is just realizing that all of you and you don't really look at it as, okay, I'm going through something painful now. How am I going to grow? And it was weird because we were just talking about it at work yesterday, my coworker and I, my manager. She's like, I just don't understand how good things happen to bad people. And so it kind of, you know, we were saying it develops because people see the lives they've touched along the way. And stuff. So it just makes you look at it differently and it makes you realize that there is good that's going to come out of it.
Good.
And maybe
is that hard to do? You think that's hard to do?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, like we were just saying some of this stuff and we were like, I can't imagine that happening to me. But it's knowing it's in God's hands no matter what and that he's going to help us and give us the strength to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And this helped really put it more in perspective too.
Right, right. You know, when my husband died, I cried like anybody else, but one of the things I kept saying is at least he didn't have to suffer for a long period of time. And you know, we don't realize, but that's the positive that was in my mind that helped me get through it, you know.
Yeah.
So we've got to be in the habit of, you know, creating a lot of positives around us so that we can easily come up with that set of habit, you know. So that's where our goal is to create that positive stand and to start doing it with breaking a dish. Oh, good. I was glad. I mean, I'm tired of that pattern anyway in China or whatever it is. You know, just come up with a positive for every single thing, and it really makes everything easier to do as you need to do it with the bad experiences. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Miss Brenda.
I have always been taught, you know, that something good comes out of every bad thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even quoted many times, you know, if you wait long enough, you'll see something good come out of something bad. But what I got out of the chapter is, you know, don't wait. Pursue, you know, actually look at and see what you can make happen that's good out of it.
Right, right. Okay, that's good. That's exactly what I got out of it too. Is that the focus? You got to make sure you're focusing on the positive, you know, otherwise the bad experiences or the negative around us will grab us. So we've got to make sure that we're focusing. Especially the bigger the bad experience, the bigger the positive we have to focus on. Okay, Denise.
Well, I'm not sure I can say this without crying, but. We all know that God has his hand on our lives, and he knows everything that's coming down the pike. And being involved in this business and around such supportive people, and especially around the two Katies, I am handling the situation that I'm in right now so differently than any time in the past, and that is divorce and move and loss and family trauma. And it says on page 126, he says, success in life comes not from holding a good hand, but in playing a poor hand well. And if you're dedicated to growth, then you must become committed to managing your bad experience as well. And this is what I realized this morning, is that being involved in this business has equipped me this time to deal so differently than I ever have. And I'm just so excited that, you know, that another thing, temporary pain or discomfort means nothing to me as long as I can see that the experience will take me to a new level. This is what I'm holding on to, the promise that I am growing, and this may be just a major growth spurt, and my kid never had growth pains, but I heard about it. So maybe I'm experiencing growth pains, and I'm just so thankful that the Lord brought me to Mary Kay. He brought me to this book again right at this time. Or I don't say again, but this book right at this time, because he knew this is what I needed to latch on to, and it's having such a powerful, powerful influence on my daily life. I'm so thankful for both you two Katies and God guiding you in our lives.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But we all are helping each other. You know that? So everything that, that you do, Denise, now is going to be a great example for other people that are around you, too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do we have Melissa with us? Do we have Nancy? Okay, Katie, how about you?
I was going to say, I think that's it. You know, there's so much that I got out of this chapter, and, you know, me, the big workout buff, I have heard for life, no pain, no gain. And that was not only really not pertaining to business, but pertaining to working out in the gym, when I was the athlete in high school, no pain, no gain, no pain, no gain. If you wanted to gain being better in your game or being better as a person, pain was coming along the way. And I just got used to that. I got used to where I was going. If I wanted to go to the place I wanted to be, then I should expect to get pain, which is a kind of a cool concept. It's kind of like what Rachel was saying with the positive outlook. You guys know we lost last week a very dear friend of ours, and, you know, there's so many blessings in looking back. You know, when Mom was talking about when we lost Thomas, but, you know, Michelle had the ultimate day of her life. She went and visited her brother's grave that day. She showed her husband a picture of Danielle, her great-granddaughter. She talked to her grandchildren on the phone that day, and then she went to bed that night. She shared a recipe with me via email, which I will be making for Christmas. It's Christmas cookies, which was her and my connection. And she went to sleep and didn't wake up. There was no suffering. There was no pain. So I just think, wow, you know, God is so good, because when you have experienced a long illness in anyone, no pain, no gain gives a whole new perspective. And I don't think it's the person suffering in the illness. I think it's the people around them that are no pain, no gain. They're gaining through the learning experience of the trauma that they're going through. So, you know, God doesn't bring us in any situation for no reason. He always has a point. And so just writing down my thoughts as I was reading this chapter, a couple of things came to mind. First, heated gold becomes an ornament. Beaten copper becomes wires. Depleted stone becomes statues. So I decided the more pain you get in your life, you become more valuable and more great. What do y'all think? I'm liking that idea that I have to be, I'm going through that to be the greatest person God wants me to be.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was thinking, well, the next time I'm in pain, I just need to assure myself that I'm being refined for being the person that God wants me to be the greatest person God wants me to be. And, you know, always, if I want to know the timeline, then I need to remind myself that God does not hurry in anything he does. Only when he made the earth was that his hurry, and that was still 7 days. Yet everything gets accomplished in his mind and in his world. So that was just really an eye-opener for me. And a couple of other things, what Rachel said, a positive outlook on pain will change the rest of your outlook.
Mm-hmm.
If you can have a positive outlook on pain, it will change your outlooks throughout your life and or throughout every situation. And one other thing that my husband Scott said when we were talking about Michelle and just Dan, her son questioning God as far as why. And Scott said, you know, I've learned I don't question God as to why, because that just, there's no answer to that. But we can question his motive and then look for the reasons of it. And I thought, holy cow, that's such a, like, a euphoria for me, just an outlook change on, yeah, if I question his motive, then I start looking for the answers versus them just questioning his why and not getting any answer.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really empowering to think that different thought. So that's my take from the chapter.
Right. But remember, if you don't know, no pain, no gain. What was he saying again? I forgot it. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you got. You got to use that, and you got to share that, because that is so important. People blame other people for stuff, but it is them that has to make the change, and them that have to do, go through the pain but get through it, and that they're going to grow from that.
Right, exactly.
Good.
Do you have anything else to share? I have a close, if not, Mom.
Okay, and I'm going to ask a question.
I want to talk about next week.
Yeah, that was my question.
Okay, so if everybody is cool, if we can get the yes on this, I would like to do next Wednesday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, because I just feel like when we miss a week, it totally takes me out of the norm. So if you guys are good with Wednesday versus Thursday, I am totally good with that, and I think it would work for everybody just to stay on task.
Yes.
That's fine with me.
I got a yes.
That's two. One more.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, that's great. So that's three. Consensus. Yes. Okay. So, and I'll send out a note just reminding you guys on Tuesday night. I'll send out a text just to remind you guys that it's Wednesday morning. So everybody is on in the memory mode, because I know it's kind of crazy. But
your calendar is going to get mixed up anyway next week with everything
that's right.
Going on.
That's right.
So don't worry about it. Just put it on a poster and put it so you see it.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I have something I want to close with. When I was talking about my not to question God's why, or not to question God is why, it's called faith and courage and what will get you through this life. In life, there are people that will hurt us and cause us pain, but we have to learn to forgive and forget and not hold grudges. In life, there are mistakes we will make, but we must learn from our wrongs and grow from them. In life, there are regrets we will have to live with, all of us do. But we must learn to leave the past where it belongs behind us and realize it is something we can't change. In life, there are people we will lose forever and can't have back, but we must learn to let go and move on. In life, there are going to be obstacles that will cause interference, but we must learn to overcome these challenges and grow stronger. In life, there are fears that will hold us back from what we want, but we must learn to fight them with the courage from within. God holds our lives in his hands. He holds the key to our future, and only he knows our fate. He sees everything and knows everything, and everything in life really does happen for a reason. It's God's reason. So remember that as you're experiencing pain this week or whatever it is. First off, he's molding you. He's put you in the fire for a reason, to mold you into the greatest precious metal that exists, and that's called his child. So this week, go through the week knowing that you're his child and that whatever pain comes your way, it's because he's refining you to be the person that he designed you to be, and that it's his reason. So I'm not going to question his reason. I will just go forward and know that it is his reason, and wherever he's taking me, he knows the plan. So you guys have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
And will you send us a copy of the email, us a copy of that life?
Yes, absolutely. What I
just
read? Sure. I will be happy to. Yes,
in life.
I will be happy
to. Email it to us, and we can use it and pass it on.
Yes, absolutely. I will absolutely do that. So, okay, so Chapter 9 is the Ladder of the Law, so we will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for joining in.
Have a great one, and don't forget to work the apply.
All right. Talk to you.
Love y'all.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.